USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is trying to make a deal to end the government shutdown. He says his new offer is
straightforward, fair, reasonable, with lots of compromise.
In exchange for the $5.7 billion he's demanded for the wall, the president now proposes 3 years of legislative relief for DACA recipients and a 3-year extension of status for those here from disaster-stricken countries. He also offered
$800 million in urgent humanitarian assistance, $805 million for drug detection technology to help secure our ports of entry.
Democrats immediately rejected the proposals. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they do not represent a good faith effort to restore certainty to people's lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump said earlier that things are going very well with North Korea as he plans a second summit with Kim Jong-un next month. Since they met in Singapore last June, the North Koreans have not delivered on what the president said was an agreement to get rid of their nuclear program. Their missile bases remain operational, and they continue to improve their weapons capabilities. The Pentagon warned that North Korea still poses, quote, an extraordinary threat. BuzzFeed is defending its story suggesting the president told Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about a proposed Trump Tower in Moscow. On Friday, a spokesperson for Special Counsel Robert Mueller disputed the report. A U.S. spy satellite has been launched into orbit from California. A powerful Delta IV rocket carrying the National Reconnaissance Office satellite blasted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base. The launch had been repeatedly delayed. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
While campaigning in Iowa, presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand talked about border issues before taking part in the Women's March. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Democratic Senator from New York and presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand held a meet and greet in Boone, Iowa with caucus goers prior to the Women's March in the Hawkeye State. Gillibrand touched on immigration during the event.
I think there's a misunderstanding of what immigration is about in this country. It's about people. It's about people who often seek our protection. And it's about people just like us. And so we should fight for them. And we should fight for comprehensive immigration reform.
Gillibrand once opposed amnesty for illegal immigrants and voted to increase funding for ICE to work with local law enforcement on deportations. But as the junior senator from New York, she now espouses much more liberal positions on the issue and last year called for the abolishment of ICE.
John Clemens reports Americans are consuming less alcohol.
The findings come from IWSR, the leading global beverage alcohol data and analytics firm based in London. Brandy Rann of IWSR tells us it's beer consumption that is down 1.5%.
If you look at volume share, 78% of total volume share of beverage alcohol consumption in the U.S. is beer.
Conversely, consumption of wine and spirits has increased.
Wine and spirits have been growing pretty strongly over the past 20 years or so, even some subsegments of beer.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.